Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raider Land featuring Rob Rowe, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. We'll turn morning into afternoon with you wonderful people in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and here in the Hubaplex Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Happy Valentine's Day. Glad we could get that out of the way early. I hope everybody's enjoying the weather. It's slightly breezy here in West Texas today. I mean, almost enough to make you alter where you would line up maybe and adjust your golf swing today. But other than that, it's going to be a fantastic afternoon, I think, as we got a lot of stuff to get to. It's Two Word Tuesday. We'll give you your Hat Tip Cooking Channel Best Thing I Ever Ate topic here in just a little bit. And you could be texting in right now on Texas Tech men's basketball. Their win over Texas. That's two in a row. One more, and that's like a winning streak or something that this team has going on. Their third victory in Big 12 play. We'll go through how they did it and find out what impressed you the most. There's interesting things going on in the NFL. Coaches on the move, at least at the assistant level, and now our attention will begin to turn to the Aaron Rodgers watch, as that'll be the domino that'll affect a lot of different things along the quarterback front. So text in today and every day, 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. You can also listen on the app if you are doing that right now. Thanks. If you are, make sure you turn on the notifications. Now, if you don't have the app for Talk 103.9 FM, you need to get it. Go to KKM.com or wherever you get your app. And that way you'll never miss anything, including the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 every Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9 FM. All right, follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. We come back in the evenings, usually around 6:30-ish with the daily broadcast. We sum up the day's events. Had a fun one yesterday. You guys make it fun. We're utilizing the Facebook Live portion, but follow on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Of course, you can follow our Facebook page, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. But using that, it seems like technologically it's just a little bit better right now than the Twitter Live interaction. So at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter, we'll alert you where to go and when to be there tonight around 6:30. He's Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show. On Twitter, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, the host of the aforementioned Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 every Monday through Friday, and just making appearances right and left everywhere that he would you would expect to find Rob Bro in all sorts of media. And while also being king of hat of the day, he's got a great one today. The Destination Omaha cap busting out mere days away. 3 days. 3 days from now, give or take, little less than 2 hours. It was the 1 o'clock first pitch on Friday.
Be a good time.
Let's get this weather out of the way.
Yeah, some news coming out of Texas Tech baseball world today. I think you're down a couple of guys you thought you'd have.
Right.
Kendall Rogers announcing some of them. There's even more injuries I don't think that Kendall Rogers has got to. So some issues to start the season. But I really feel like you're a stacked roster, and maybe it just provides a little clarity to start the season where you can – have guys on the field and
drill down and
just not as deep.
Yeah. And by the way, isn't that just the nature of college baseball, it seems like, these days?
Man,
if not injuries, just the roster fluidity? Is that a word, Joe?
Does Kendall Rogers do more tweets on just like preseason expectations or just
announcing injuries and who's not going to be available?
It seems like he announced the week before the season, he just is firing off tweets left and right on Arkansas will not have this. Texas Tech won't have this. Texans won't have this. Yeah, it's just everyone deals with it, but, man, that's tough.
Yep. All right, get on the text line, 806-855-3712. Two-word Tuesday topic, after the win last night, we'll go ahead and engage in the discussion. Why not? Don't cost nothing. The topic today, give us two words, Texas Tech men's basketball postseason chances. You're now at 3 wins in the Big 12. Need that 500 mark for the NIT if you so choose to. Just go ahead and tell us in two words what you think Texas Tech men's basketball postseason chances are. In addition to your thoughts on the game, what you liked, what impressed you, 806-855-3712. Now, question of the day. We're always talking food around here. We make it official on Tuesdays. It is Valentine's Day, as we've mentioned. This is a high-pressure day, Rob. If you are married, if you are dating, any sort of relationship, this can be a high-pressured day. There are many ways to screw it up, very few ways to get it right. Give us your Valentine's Day night, or whatever, dinner suggestions today. Let's help a brother out. Let's help the Raiderland community help each other. Give us some interesting ideas, suggestions. Now, these could be restaurants that you could go to. Now, if you're outside of Lubbock, please be sure and say, hey, this restaurant is in such and such place. That's fine. It might spark somebody to think about something similar here or there or otherwise. Or you can give us your go-to cook this meal, life will be good. That you prepare, guys, if you've been cooking for your wife for a long time, that you know come Valentine's, all right, here's what we're doing. For the ladies in the office, audience, do we have ladies in the office? For the ladies in the audience as well, hey, it goes both ways. You can give out some suggestions and say, I would really like for my guy to take me here, or maybe you cook. You know, maybe you cook for your husband. It's either way. We're very progressive here in 2023 in Raiderland, Rob. It's not just all, you know, the guy having to do everything. So that's what we want today. Give us great Valentine's Day suggestions, pro tips, you know, anything to help the day go a little bit easier for guys out there. 806-855-3712. So we got all that Texas Tech basketball, Two-Word Tuesday, Big 12 coordinator news that we might throw your way, and then who knows what else we'll get to. We'll start off on the text line, 806-855-3712. A Plainsman in Dallas weighing in well before the show started. Shout out to Rob Bro for an excellent turn repping the Gambling Gauchos, the Rob Bro Show, and Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland family on SiriusXM Radio's Big 12 this morning. Especially like the Tech Super Bowl digs regarding the Longhorns' perennial losers in Lubbock status. Dude, the fan club is weighing in.
Yeah, that was a fun interview. Ari and his co-host are solid. Always enjoy going on that show.
Man, you should have told me. I would have tuned in.
Yeah, I meant to tweet about it this morning, but forgot.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the only reason Tech won, let's get this out of the way, is that it's Tech Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Every year against Texas in basketball. And that's the only reason Tech beats them in Lubbock.
Oh, in any sport.
Austin or yeah, anything. In any sport. Yeah. It truly is. I mean, they don't even really talk about any other games.
I mean, it's not their third straight top 15 win at home.
No, no.
It's just that they only play against Texas.
Yeah. Texter, do all 10 teams get in the Big 12 tournament? Answer, yes. If so, could Tech get to 20 wins? Would that get them in the dance? Question, will this three-game stretch get Coach Adams another year? Don't know. Still a lot of moving parts behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, and otherwise on that final question. I mean, if you... Let's see, where are we right now? What's the record? What's Texas Tech sitting at?
13-12, 3-10.
14-12 now.
14-12, 3-10. Sorry, 14. Sorry.
So,
my bad.
So 6 wins get you to 20. Six more wins.
Last night was big for the NIT.
It was massive for the NIT.
It was also big for the NCAA tournament. You're not getting the NCAA tournament without winning that one, but...
Right.
Last night was huge for the NIT.
It allows the conversation to have legitimacy.
Yeah.
2 games over 500 now. HoopsHD.com, nitty gritty. I haven't been paying attention to it in a while because it was in the hundreds.
I looked at it yesterday.
95 yesterday, 79 today.
Yeah.
You got the 19-point jump, basically, that you needed. Kim Palm
up, 60s. Up a large jump.
Is it in the 60s right now?
I think it jumped 10 last night.
All of that means you're not even on the bubble, people. You're not even on the bubble of the bubble. But
right.
But this last week or so has...
But you're trending toward the bubble.
Yes. You're one of the bigger movers, by the way. And that can only happen by playing in the Big 12.
And you have more quad one wins now. You didn't have any 2 weeks ago. You now have more quad one wins than like Arkansas, Michigan, a bunch of these teams on the bubble. New Mexico, Texas A&M. And you have several more opportunities. All right, since we're talking about it, let me ask you point blank.
Yeah.
4-1 finish. Is Texas Tech in the NCAA tournament, regardless of the Big 12 tournament?
No.
So 7-10 with that finish,
mm-hmm.
winning 7 of your last 9 is not big enough?
Got to win a game in the tournament.
I think so, too.
You've got to win a game in the tournament.
But I think the committee will look kindly on a strong finish.
Oh, absolutely.
But
and then they'll go,
yeah.
Body of work.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just living in a neighborhood right now as far as trying to get one of those bids that there's an incredibly narrow path.
Yeah,
and everything must break perfect around
yes,
you.
Yes, and a 4-1 finish is, I mean, that's a 6-1 yeah. finish. So that's a tall task.
It's like at this point, I liken it to a golf tournament leaderboard, and you're sitting there, you're going, man, I'm only 10 off the lead. I'll just use 10. The problem is there's 32 golfers between you.
Right.
And if they don't do anything, it doesn't matter what you do. People will have to back up in a way.
Yeah.
But then you've got to root for chalk. If you're a Texas Tech, we're fast forwarding to mid-March right now in the tournament. You can't have bid stealers. Every league that's a one-team league has to be a one-team league.
Right.
So, okay.
And that's for the Big 12 to be an 8-bid league.
Right.
Because you'd be 8.
Yeah, it's a 7-team league right now, and I'm pretty sure that's the way it'll end up.
Man, if you finish six wins, how bad do you want that Kansas foul back?
Right.
How bad do you want that TCU
second
in
half.
Fort Worth
yeah.
second half back? Looking at the remaining schedule, though, I don't think 4-1 is crazy. Now, there are two really tough games remaining in Morgantown, in Lawrence.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma State on the road is not as good as Oklahoma State at home, and you get them in Lubbock. TCU is struggling down the stretch. You get them in Lubbock. And then Oklahoma and Norman. I think that's a winnable game.
Very.
So if you're 3-2, how many Big 12 games do you need to win in the tournament?
Minimum 2.
So I still think there is an outside shot and emphasis on outside. But it is in the realm of possibility that Texas Tech still squeaks into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. That's why we ask on Two Word Tuesday, the topic today, give us two words, Texas Tech men's basketball postseason chances. Best thing I ever ate, Hat Tip Cooking Channel. Give us your Valentine's dinner suggestions. Either restaurants, good killer go-to restaurants on Valentine's Day. Be creative. Maybe some places you've gone in the past, or maybe it's where you're going tonight. Or are you cooking at home? Give us some dinner ideas. Let's get this Valentine's Day done right for everybody in Raiderland. 806-855-3712. We're due up our first time out of the day. Give us some more of your thoughts on the game last night. Whatever else is on your mind. 806-855-3712. We'll come back, hit the text line hard. We take the time out. It's a quick one, so don't go anywhere. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 in San Angelo, Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports here in Lubbock, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. That's the question of the day. Always food on Tuesdays. Give us your Valentine's dinner suggestions, your go-to restaurants. Help us out tonight. Or maybe a go-to meal prep, something that you like to put together. Two-word Tuesday topic, give us two words, Texas Tech men's basketball postseason chances after winning last night 74-67 over sixth-ranked Texas. They're in the Super Bowl of Big 12 basketball for Texas Tech. Give us your thoughts on the game. We've got several. We've got time as we go through our 2 hours before the Rob Bro Show hits you at 1 to probably get through all of it today. So we'll hit them on the text line, Rob. Texter says, I'll ask again. Still think we can't win the conference tourney? I'm the guy who said we'd be 0-7. I believe it's at least possible now. We look different. Still flawed, no doubt. Yeah, I still don't think Tech can win the Big 12 tournament. Okay. That's not going to change. I don't think Texas Tech can win the Big 12 tournament. Let me give you a reason why. The nature of playing the back-to-back games, AMAC's done after one game. I can't see that foot and anything else imagining him playing meaningful minutes game one, coming back and being able to duplicate that game two, let alone game three. That component alone. And yeah. We don't know what Bacho's situation is going to be going forward.
In a boot.
A lot of people in a boot. So, no, I don't think Texas Tech can win the Big 12 tournament. But somebody will. Somebody's got to win it.
Yeah, and like we said yesterday, I don't trust anybody to go win the Big 12 tournament. It's not like we don't trust Texas Tech because we don't trust Texas Tech. It's just a tough thing to do. And on that point, yesterday when the texter was talking about the Big 12 tournament, I said, well, you haven't won two Big 12 games in a row yet, so let's do that first. You did that. Now let's see if you can win three in a row. And it's a sellout Saturday in Morgantown at 11 a.m. local, so noon there. Thank goodness it's at noon, because if that was at 6 or 8, 9 Eastern, that would be a tough, tough environment. It's going to be anyways. And again, you have not won a Big 12 road game this year. You've not won a road game this year.
Period.
A true road game.
Yeah, end of sentence.
And you've not won a road game under Mark Adams since last February.
Austin.
Was that the last one?
Was that the last road win?
Yeah, so February 19th last year.
Been a bit.
So coming up on a full year, calendar year, that you've won, this weekend will be a full calendar year.
So it's like an anniversary. Might as well celebrate.
There you go.
Texter talking about Valentine's suggestions. Chipotle scampi with garlic linguine, spinach chorizo, and Brussels sprouts. Au gratin, smoked Gouda cheese sauce, sesame roasted new potatoes, and brandy cheesecake. All from Breakfast Underground.
That sounds like a meal.
By the way, Texter, hey, if you own Breakfast Underground, just let us know. All right? You can buy an ad. It's okay. That is a meal right there. Do they provide cots? Texter, Two Word Tuesday, less slim. It's still very slim, but it's less slim. Notice again, I have said not NCAA tournament, Rob. I have said postseason chances. Now, you guys know me. I'm vehemently opposed to anybody playing in the NIT. As an athletics director, a director of intercollegiate athletics, I would have the mandate to my teams, we don't play in the NIT. That's not what we do. But that's not at Texas Tech. Texter, if Tech plays like they have been, I believe they could win the next 4 out of 5 games. And that's best case scenario. Is that enough to get them in the tournament? Well, as we said, I think that's the beginning of the conversation to get into the tournament. And then I think you've got to win 2 games in the Big 12 tournament on top of that. You're overcoming so many negatives.
Ryan Mainville just tweeted a T-rank stat. Right now you're at 5% chance to be in the NCAA tournament. If you win out, that's 5 more Big 12 wins. You have an 89% chance to make the tournament.
Yeah.
I would assume if you go 4-1, it's around 80%. So it's still a long shot, even if you win out, that you're automatic.
Right.
So...
and what we would be talking about is one of the greatest in-season turnarounds in NCAA tournament history.
Yeah, NCAA history.
You know,
any sport. I mean, it is a really tall task. And we said it yesterday. Mark Adams has not stopped pushing buttons on this team.
No. Well, it's fascinating. It's happening while you're losing players.
Yeah.
You lost Pop Isaacs, even though he Instagrammed, I believe. Was it today?
Yeah,
or
back
yesterday?
Soon. Back soon. And he looked healthy jumping around last night.
You didn't have Bacho last night. I know he's been kind of frustrating and frustrated.
Two straight starts, you haven't had Bacho.
You know, you're doing all this. It's not like all of a sudden Tech got 3 healthy starters back.
Right. Fardaw still doesn't look like he's
healthy. He can't jump.
Healthy.
And I don't mean that he physically, I mean that he, you know, right. On a good day, he physically, because of the injury right now, he can't get off the floor.
Right. And still went 12 for 8 last night.
The shove shot. Can anyone explain, diagnose, or otherwise tell me how that, in the laws of physics, works?
I don't know. But...
it's like the little kid shooting on the full-size goal for the first time.
He had 3 assists last night, 4 assists. I mean, he had a really good game.
He had an impactful game.
And the pick and roll is not quite...
No, 3 assists.
That's not quite his game. But the I don't know what you call it. I guess it's still the pick and roll, but the short pick and roll,
yeah,
where he kind of hangs back, the pick and pop. If you could pick and pop and have him shoot a couple of threes like Bryson Williams did, and that kind of unlocks some of his game, or he can get the ball and then throw it, because he's a pretty good passer. He might be the best passer on the team in some ways. And then KJ Allen had a couple of great passes, yeah, which you don't really expect because he doesn't get to do that much.
It was an interesting game. We'll talk more about it. And one of the things that really jumped out to me last night when we come back, 806-855-3712 to get you on the text line. Texter says, we're at least a blip on the big dance radar screen. Yes, you are a blip. I mean, for the first time this year, I think on CBSSports.com, Texas Tech, you know, was in a headline position on the right-hand side. Nice to see that again. All right, we got them stacking up on the text line. You can join the conversation as well. 806-855-3712 to text in. Give us some Valentine's dinner suggestions, either great restaurants to go to or meals to cook. Any ideas that will help your brethren out there. Two Word Tuesday topic, men's basketball, postseason chances. You got two words for that? You tell us. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now?
It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking it till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Well, the way the wind's, well, it's blowing the wrong direction. They're probably listening to us today in eastern or western Oklahoma on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports here in the Hubba Plexus. I really don't think the high winds will come in for a while. I'd keep on playing. Question of the day, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Give us some Valentine's dinner suggestions, places to go, good restaurants, or stay-home meal suggestions. Any pro tips you got today, let's do that. Help your friends out here on Valentine's Day. Two-word Tuesday topic. You give us two words to describe said topic. Tech men's basketball postseason chances. And then we'll discuss the 74-67 Tech win over Texas last night. We'd love to hear from you guys on what you were impressed by, what you liked about it, the difference makers, all of those things. Two-word Tuesday texter says, pulse detected. There's been a pulse for most of the year.
Well,
there have only been a few. There have only been a few spots where I thought the team just didn't. They laid down and died. One was against Baylor.
Right, but I think the texter's saying that there's a pulse on the
pulse detected now for the postseason chances. Yeah, I just don't want it to come across like this team all of a sudden is playing hard, because I think they have played hard. Individual basketball at times just hideously ineffective and with no coherent team unison.
Defensively, I think in the last 2 weeks, they have had standout performances from Elijah Fisher, Damarion Williams, and at times Kerwin Walton. And those three guys were no-shows to open the Big 12 slate because they weren't on the floor in a lot of cases, or just defensively were not up to speed. But I think they've caught up pretty well. And Damarion Williams has played really well, hit a big shot against Kansas State to keep the lead late, and was really good defensively yesterday in some of those rotations. And a lot of that's non-box score stuff. You still don't have the guy when Jalen Tyson and Lamar Washington aren't playing great, or Jalen Tyson's in foul trouble, not on the floor, to jump the lane. Which is really what this defense is missing. You're missing a Terrence Shannon or a Kevin McCullough who can jump the lane in the perimeter and take it back for an easy layup, but you're getting a few of those. And I really like the defensive rotations with Lamar Washington, Jalen Tyson, and Elijah Fisher in there. And Damarion Williams is another guy who's really stepped up defensively, in my opinion.
Well, that's one of the things that I think you look at last night and you talk about Williams, you talk about Washington, Jennings, some of those players, and we the last several weeks we've been talking about, you can't have guys out there for 10, 15, 18 minutes and have zeros across. You just can't have that. You can't win. Last night, they didn't do that. Last night, a little over 9 minutes, and you get the three assists from Washington playing good defense, but you still got three assists. Now, turnovers, we can have a discussion. But
they didn't score off those turnovers, though.
Yeah, the points off turnovers was 8-5, Texas. Yeah. That's negligible. But Robert Jennings, nearly 7 minutes, he gives you 4 points. Okay, get you a rebound. Fisher, 16 minutes, 2 of 5. Get you 5 boards. He gets you 4 points. Williams, you mentioned him, 22 minutes. He gets you 5 points. He gets you 3 rebounds.
And Fisher's 2 buckets were big.
Yeah.
Grown men buckets. The one in particular where he did the spin move in the paint and went up strong, that looked like Micah Peavy his freshman year. And Micah Peavy finished really strong as a freshman here at Texas Tech with some really strong post moves. If Elijah Fisher can unlock that part and score in the paint and not have to shoot a bunch of jump shots, because he was a transition player in high school and has not gotten that opportunity here, and I don't think he will.
And you owned the paint last night, 36-18,
yes,
Texas Tech.
Man, Texas... Baylor's a really bad matchup for Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Texas Tech's a bad matchup for Texas, it seems like. Yeah. And I don't really understand that because Timmy Allen and Dylan Disu and Christian Bishop, I mean, they have post players.
Yeah.
But their post players are just not effective against Texas Tech for whatever reason.
And they've got guys that can shoot it over your no-middle defense, like Carr.
Yeah.
You survived him having a night last night because of what you did against everybody else for the most part.
Tyrese Hunter, did he finish with 9?
Well, if only there was a way to find out. Let's see, Hunter, 9 points, yeah. Three of eight. 1 of 3 long.
I think that was his best game ever against Texas Tech, between Iowa State and Texas.
You heard his name a lot.
Well, defensively, he played really well in the second half on Davion Harmon. They put him on Davion Harmon, and he never left, and he kind of locked him up for a long time, and then he finally got the one layup at the end that saved the run.
Feels like there are two different offenses right now for Texas Tech. The passive will stay on the perimeter, will end up taking a shot, you know, a lazy shot perimeter with not a lot of rebound help, or the downhill Texas Tech defense, which that one's fun to watch. When this team attacks, when this team goes to the rim, it's a good offense. Maybe not great, but it's certainly good enough. They've just got to more consistently across the board attack the rim. Texter says, "Dear bro, how are you? I am fine. How are you, bro?"
I'm pretty good.
"Did the win last night get Mark Adams off the hot seat? Also, how great is it that the Snowflakes haven't had success in football or basketball in the LBK?" Mark Adams on the hot seat? Is there a hot seat? Is he on a hot seat? Chair warm?
Well, he was. Yeah. But I think this show might have put him on the hot seat a couple of weeks ago. Again, we were pretty adamant that it was not the on-court experience that was putting Mark Adams on the hot seat. I think there's a lot of other things going on.
Still going on,
roster
apparently.
Building and relationships with boosters, relationships with the athletic department, Mark Adams, relationships in general. I do not think he's on the hot seat right now, but it's certainly a warm seat. And you know what? It should be in college basketball, and it is. In college athletics in general, the seat is always warm.
Yeah, needs to be.
And I guess there is a varying level, but yeah, if Mark Adams repeated the first half of his Big 12 play in the second half, he certainly would have had a hot seat, but he's not doing that. He's improving. And
yes.
I maintained that I did not think Mark Adams would be fired. I wasn't ever certain that he would be back next year, but I do not think he'll be fired, and I don't think he'll be fired this offseason, obviously. And I'm leaning toward he'll be back next year.
Thanks for asking how bro was. I'm fine too. Toured Tuesday, NIT bound, says the texter. Valentine's meal will be made in the air fryer she bought this weekend. Good call. And it was a bittersweet win last night. I'm done betting for and against this team.
Yeah, I would stay away.
And that I have had so many people, you know, reach out. All right, what are you feeling? You know, what are you thinking with this line? Don't. Uh-uh. Just watch the game. Enjoy the game. But to try to get, and that's kind of my message to a lot of people when they ask me just about Big 12 games in general. I'm like, okay, for the most part, this league is really tough. Whoever's at home, look at that. I mean, we've had two huge examples with West Virginia being favored against teams and beating those teams at home that everybody was scratching their head going, what? Then we had an example of it just recently with Texas Tech being favored at home and winning the game somehow. Texter says, I kind of think Tech is better off without Bacho. If AMAC can give some minutes, I'm not sure if Bacho is ready for the toughness of the Big 12. I'm not sure where we are with Bacho right now from a whole lot of standpoints. The illness right before Big 12, that should have, by now, I don't think that should be a factor. He's in a boot, so who knows what will be going on there. Then I keep going to the same word, and I'll say it one more time. He just looks imminently frustrated, either with his role in the offense or how the offense is playing around him, the floor combinations, the floor chemistry. And I always caution people, you know, be careful in trying to read too much into body language or anything. But in some situations, you can just see it. And it just looks like when he's been out there lately, and I don't know if you see it the same way, Rob, but it just, he just doesn't seem to be in the flow.
No.
For whatever reason that may be. I don't know.
And Davion Harmon finding spacing all of a sudden in the last two games without him out there, right? Again, I do not know. I do not know the inner workings here. But I do see body language, and Bacho at times had really bad body language in the last couple of games he played, and in Big 12 play in particular. Yeah, I don't know. And he was in a boot last night, so I'm not saying he's just benched, but whatever he's dealing with, he needs to come back from that before he's on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Texter on Tour Tuesday. I like this. More maybe-er. It's more maybe-er. Pretty good one. Let's see. Plainsman in Dallas checking back in on the game. Texas started trapping downhill Davion in the second half. Nice adjustment going to AMAC. Short roll to open him up to make easy lobs over the defense. Two consecutive games of being the more aggressive team. Quasi-dominant 41-19 rebound edge.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It was obvious that Texas Tech was the more aggressive team in the second half against Kansas State. And you led from 4 minutes to go in the first half. You led the entire game, and they tied you once last night.
And again, you finished strong where they missed their last, I think, 8 field goal attempts. That you closed them out. You didn't hold on.
Right.
You closed them out.
Yeah, and you went on a run that was pretty electric with the O'Banner, the AMAC O'Banner.
The oop.
Oop. Hey, how frustrating is it, though, that Fardaw's AMAC is the only guy who can make entry passes, and he's the guy you want to make entry passes
best
to?
Best two, yeah. I don't get that aspect of it.
And O'Banner was pretty good at it last year, passing it into Bryce Williams. I don't know if Bryce Williams was just better at getting position.
Maybe pinned better a little. I don't know. Flashed better?
I don't know, but that is a really frustrating thing to watch some of these guys do entry passes and just sail them into the, you know, really out of bounds mostly.
Yeah. You got to keep your head on a swivel if you're sitting down there on the baseline.
Yeah.
You're a cheerleader or whatever, you know, palms. You got to be paying attention.
There, yeah.
Photographers, all of them. You're in fair game sometimes. Do up our final timeout of hour number one of two. Give you a chance to get on the text line, 806-855-3712. Question of the day, give us some Valentine's night dinner suggestions. Go-to places, restaurants you recommend, go-to meals, anything. Pro tips on that one. Tour Tuesday, topic today, Tech men's basketball postseason chances. Whatever else is on your mind, including last night's win over Texas, just hit us on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Baseball's pitchers and catchers due to report this week. Position players due in next week. Spring training play gets underway on February the 25th. Expect some rule changes this season. Pitch clocks, limits on defensive shifts, and larger bases. Starting extra innings with a runner on second base during the regular season. Now a permanent rules change made by Major League Baseball. The regular season opens March the 30th. Every team scheduled to play. As far as World Series features, Houston leads the way at plus 650, followed by the Yankees at 750. The Mets and Dodgers both plus 800. Men's college basketball, Houston the favorite to win the national title, plus 700. Alabama, plus 900. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. As you listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Two-word Tuesday topic, Tech men's basketball postseason chances. You can give us two words to describe it after their win last night over Texas. And then it's Valentine's. So give us some go-to restaurants, some good dinner ideas, maybe home-cooked meal, things of that sort, suggestions that will help your fellow man. 806-855-3712 to join the conversation on the text line. It is a texter texting in here. Rob says, saw a stat flashed up after the game, said Tech had played 11 ranked opponents this year, most in D1. Does that play a role in the tournament decision for Tech? I'll just go on faith that that's correct. I don't know if it is or not, but we'll say it's right. It helps, but you got to beat them. It obviously will help, you know, it's helping build your strength of schedule. Beyond the rankings, it's all about the quadrants. It's all about where these teams rank 1 through 25, 26 through 50, 51 through 75. So typically ranked teams are usually pretty good in that area. But you got to beat some of them. Two words, wishful thinking for the big tournament. Two words, wishful thinking. Same text given to me twice there. So wishful thinking for the big tournament. Yeah, it probably is still in the wishful thinking category. But there's still a crazy path to it. Washed up guy texting in, I want to give UT's Brock Cunningham a belated helmet sticker for missing the last putback and then fouling Kevin O'Banner. That was kind of some sweet, I don't believe in karma, but it was sweet to watch. Of all the people going to miss one.
Rodney Terry shouldn't get that head coaching job based on the fact that, A, he plays so much, B, that they're drawing up inbounds plays for Brock Cunningham with Marcus Carr and Tyrese Hunter on the floor. I don't care that Tyrese Hunter was 3 of 8 or whatever he was.
Hey, Terry would tell you he was open. He was wide open. Play worked. Make a shot.
Yeah. There's 8 other guys on that roster I'd drop a play for before Brock Cunningham.
It reminded me years ago of a inbounds play Texas Tech had against Kansas. This is pre-Big 12. I don't mind saying it. It was Wes Lowe, Tech post player. Rob, his hands were suspect at times. In fact, we suspected he might not even have hands. And they were playing Kansas in the Coliseum non-conference. Same type deal. Great, great inbounds look. Lowe comes crashing down. And I don't know, somehow he kneed the ball out of bounds before going up for the shot. No, I never got up for the shot. Lord, I hope he's not listening. But in that moment, that's what I was thinking of, is here's a great, great chance, everything's working, and you just discombobulate right there.
Yeah, and that shot might not have turned the favor. It certainly would have helped Texas. But, man, the three he missed a minute earlier was huge.
That was big. If that one goes in, I mean, we might be having a different conversation today.
There's nobody within 10 feet of him.
Yeah.
And that's how he shoots all his threes, by the way, which is why he shot 46% heading into last night.
I don't know what your feelings were. I was thinking this game does not need to go to overtime if you're wanting a Tech win.
No.
Texas somehow got that thing to overtime, then momentum would be wearing the burnt orange.
Yeah, you almost ran out of steam anyways. Now, you hit your shots, and they just did not hit any shots. 0 of 8 to finish, you said?
I think that was right. 0 of 8 from the field.
I mean, that is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And your free throw defense was good again last night, too.
Yeah, the free throw defense was great. You got to the line. You made yours. That was another not so much a hidden gem, but
yeah,
that you add that into with the points in the paint and what you did, that you took advantage of it. And I don't know. We talked yesterday how you were catching a Texas team that's played well on the road that is sitting there knocking on the door for a number one seed. I don't think they're on the one line yet, and they certainly aren't today after the loss. It wasn't so much that they looked flat, but once again, Texas Tech was the aggressor. That Texas Tech, now for 2.5 Big 12 games at least, Texas Tech dictated terms to the other team. Texas didn't look like, they didn't look like a number one seed last night. Not at all. And that's not taking anything away from Texas Tech, because Texas Tech was a big reason why Texas didn't look like a number one seed for most of the evening. So for all of those that were debating whether it was Kansas or Texas one line or whatever, I think the debate still going on. And almost everywhere you go, Kansas is still projected as a one seed. Somebody's going to get it out of the Big 12. Somebody's going to get on the one line. They're not going to have this conference go seven deep and then talk about how it's, you know, so far and away statistically the best conference. And say, yeah, but the team that won it, they're not a one seed. They go. The regional goes through Kansas City, doesn't it? The Midwest regional, I think, goes through Kansas City.
Yes, I believe so.
Kansas, one seed, but you go west, or would you take the two seed and go through Kansas City if you were Kansas?
I think I'd want to go through Kansas City.
Yeah, I think I'd want to be the two seed if I were Kansas, getting that opportunity. Top of the hour break, give you a chance to line up on the text line. Two-word Tuesday topic, Texas Tech men's basketball postseason chances. What do you got for that? Give us your thoughts on the game, what impressed you the most. Also, it's Valentine's Day. Guys, you may not know this, so texters can give us your favorite restaurants for Valentine's Day meals and or meal ideas you can cook at home that'll impress the wife or girlfriend. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Well, congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with you wonderful people here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo, here in the Hubaplex, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. It's Two-Word Tuesday. We give you a topic every Tuesday. Give us two words, just like you're a headline writer down at the old newspaper. Topic today, Tech men's basketball postseason chances. Notice I am saying postseason chances. Question of the day, give us Valentine's dinner suggestions. Go-to restaurants, maybe places you've gone in the past that were a hit. You know, all those things, or the go-to meal to make at home and any other suggestions you may have for your fellow man out there trying to survive this high-stress day. 806-855-3712 on all that. Plus, we look at Texas Tech. Men's basketball win over Texas, 74-67 last night. The things that impressed us, that impressed you. Other Big 12 news we'll get to today. More Big 12 basketball tonight. Hey, it's just every night, and they all play against each other at the same time when you have multiple games. Thank you very much, ESPN and whoever agreed to that down at the Big 12 office. He's Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. One-third of the Gambling Gauchos, and host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9. I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media. I come back in the evening, daily broadcast, online presentation around 6:30-ish. So follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media.
Did you dip into West Virginia Baylor at all?
Hardly any.
Zero.
Hardly any.
Zero. I mean, I score-checked it.
Yeah.
But on the ESPN app, I didn't do anything more than that. I did not flip over. I didn't check in on both. I just watched the Texas Tech game, and I mean, Baylor was up by 20, so I'm not going back and forth much anyways, but
yeah,
ridiculous. And I like watching Big 12
basketball.
I would have
liked watching that game. Yeah. I want to watch other Big 12 teams play.
Especially, you know, I'm tuning in for the last half of a game before Texas Tech just because, like, I watched 10 minutes of the Miami game.
Yeah, just to familiarize.
Well, I mean, just it was the game on before.
Yeah.
So if you have doubleheaders,
it certainly wasn't
naturally
the UNC game.
No, certainly not.
Good
no.
Heavens. From preseason number one to if they're doing Two Word Tuesday on postseason chances there in Chapel Hill right now, it's not good.
Well, that was a wild ranking. I know they finished well in the tournament, but
it was all about the four starters coming back.
And they weren't that good last year.
They didn't get hot until right at the end. Their breakthrough game was that Mike Krzyzewski day where they rolled into Cameron Indoor and stunk up the party.
What seed were they?
Like a six?
Yeah, like they weren't even. Man, I know they went to the Final Four, but or the National Championship game.
Yeah.
Crazy.
806-855-3712, all those things and more. We always enjoy the more, so give us the more. Plainsman in Dallas. Coach Terry spent most of the game farther out on the court than Jamie Dixon. Irritating trend. Amen.
Man, he was way out there late in the game. I thought they were going to call a penalty on him.
Throw the flag.
If I was O'Banner, I would have run into him.
Agreed on that. I'd deck him.
Yeah.
You know. But here's the problem. The officials are allowing this to happen. And we can go back years ago when they put in the coaching box. And they put the mythical coaching box line. Oh, well, they didn't do anything then. Now, right when it first came out, there were some that, you get your warrant. Yeah. The officials need to, and I'm not one for let's overly officiate everything, but you got to stay off the floor.
That's easy to officiate, though.
Yeah. You're there or you're not.
Of course, this crew couldn't get out-of-bounds calls consistently last night, so.
I mean, just you can't get on the court. It's just that simple. I mean, maybe a foot over the line or whatever. I know that some court layouts are, you know, tougher than others. Maybe part of the problem, how many people do you think were in orange shirts behind the players' bench for Texas yesterday?
Yeah, but there's plenty of room in front of the table.
I know, but you still got to jam in all these seats down there. Now, where you in the past you could just back it up a little bit, be a little farther away from the court. No, it's ridiculous. The number of people, and this is not just Texas. This is college basketball right now. To me, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, you shouldn't have more.
You shouldn't have more support personnel than players.
We used to call them suits, but they don't wear suits anymore.
No, they don't wear suits. Well, who the hell can afford to buy 25 suits? We talk all the time about how we're broke and how we can't spend money on this and we can't do that and you can't have this. Well, maybe part of the problem is what you're spending money on. You don't need that many people. You just don't. You know? It's just, yeah. Steve Green had one other dude. Ron Mayberry had Barry Voss. Barry Voss had whoever I can't remember. They didn't need 25 people. Well, it's about time our resident trucker checks in today. Beginning to get a little worried. Doughboy checking in. Guns Up Trucking, shout out. Headed to Midlothian, not feeling great, and playing in this pesky 35-mile-per-hour wind. It sucks. Oh, man.
I could not imagine. I didn't like driving my truck on the loop today. I couldn't imagine driving a semi in this.
I had a semi go by me the other direction this morning on one of the farm-to-market roads, and that thing was moving
snaking
around, and I was like, I slowed down, and I was getting as far over
on the non-existent shoulder,
just trying to cut the dude a break. And you know, cause, I mean, he had to be just white knuckling that thing. It was, and I don't know what the wind speeds are right now. I know it's turning a little brown out there. See, the way this thing works, I get put in the room that has no windows to the outside world for obvious reasons. While there is a small window behind Rob's area right now, and I can tell by the hue and the color behind you what
sepia.
The weather is doing. It is
sepia
a sepia tone
here,
today. Behind Rob is, and probably the dust is making its way through that window, which hasn't closed properly in 26 years.
Yeah,
it does look a little brown behind you there. 806-855-3712. Use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. We won't get it. 855-372. We want to continue visiting with you on all the topics, but we got some other stuff that we probably need to get to as we go through the day. So let us know what you thought about the win last night, the why. What is the turnaround? What is the big reason you're seeing Tech win these three Big 12 games? Is there a single reason that you buy into right now? The topic on Tour Tuesday, postseason chances, and then it is Valentine's Day. We're asking other guys, you know, it's guys helping guys. It's dudes helping dudes here. Give us good suggestions for either go-to restaurants where you live, maybe just a meal plan, you know, that has worked for you in the past, what you should do. Cards. You got to do the cards. My wife would drop dead if I gave her a Valentine's card. She wouldn't know what to do. Obviously, she would think I've done something incredibly wrong. You know, all of those things. We were talking during the top of the hour break that we got Big 12 football news today with Big 12 member University of Houston and future Big 12 member Miami Hurricanes. Dana Holgorsen has lost his offensive coordinator.
Yes.
It's
Miami,
Shannon Dawson going to Miami, taking that version of the air raid, whatever that may imply to anyone at any given time. So Donovan's going to be going down there now and working with a different offensive coordinator. I don't know that staff well enough to know if there's somebody on staff that Holgorsen would move up. I mean, obviously, Holgorsen's the offensive guy.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, who can you, who do you target? This is so
late in
the proceedings.
That, you know, that will be kind of interesting to see how that plays out. And, again, Holgorsen is the offensive mind behind that. But even Holgorsen has had an offensive coordinator for I don't know how many years now.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, speaking of offensive coordinators, we talked about Eric Bieniemy yesterday. The narrative has shifted. Have you seen this? And really started kicking up today with some of the comments made by Andy Reid. Now the comment is Eric Bieniemy has to be an offensive coordinator for somebody else for anyone to hire him as a head coach.
Because the dominant presence of Andy Reid casts doubt and shadow over whether Eric Bieniemy is actually
So Eric Bieniemy needs to go be an offensive coordinator, take a lateral job for a defensive head coach, so he can be the guy. And it's not just Patrick Mahomes, and it's not just Andy Reid.
That's very magnanimous of Andy Reid to.
It makes sense,
and it actually is probably somewhat true.
But then you have LeSean McCoy saying, "I retired from football because that guy is an a-hole."
Yeah, and not talking about Andy Reid.
Yeah. Talking about Eric Bieniemy and how he treats and talks to players. And there's just so much mystery around. You know, the Chiefs as a franchise have been really buttoned up about Eric Bieniemy.
They've been buttoned up about a lot of things, including Andy Reid's own son.
Right. So does not seem like they want him back, but it doesn't seem like they want to fire him. But if nobody else will hire him, they just have to keep him around, right?
Yeah. And then Mahomes can keep talking to Nagy over there on the sidelines and never even look at Eric Bieniemy, and
it felt
life
like
will
they,
go on.
It felt like they were telling him goodbye after the Super Bowl. It did.
Yeah.
You know, Mahomes went and gave him a big hug, and it was kind of a happy time, and he's like, hey, good run. Good luck at your next stop.
The Colts did make their hire today. They take Philadelphia's offensive coordinator. Is it Steichen? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I think it's Steichen is the pronunciation on that. So you're getting a lot of Philly brain drain, you know, right there for Sirianni.
Yeah, and they are the defense coordinator's the leading candidate for the Cardinals job.
Yeah. Which they may not have a coach. The Cardinals may go coachless. I'm surprised Jeff Saturday hasn't been mentioned for the Cardinals.
Well, and if the Cardinals hire a defensive coach, maybe that is a spot for Eric Bieniemy to go work with Kyler Murray.
Yeah. But then he'd have to go somewhere else because, I mean, if you work with Kyler Murray, it's obviously going to be Kyler Murray.
Does Cliff plug immediately into Kansas City with Nagy? You have Reed, Nagy, and Cliff all together. Cliff's the quarterback's coach.
To what end? Where does that get Cliff farther along in his career? I don't think it matters, but I don't think he's going to coach this year. I think he's...
It was weird. He interviewed for Houston.
Well, because apparently there is stipulation and wording in his buyout contract language that he has to make an effort in some form or fashion to get a job. So, I mean, it's like the people who don't want to get a job, so they go into a restaurant and they fill out the application and they show up all scuzzed out and everything and they make sure they don't get the job.
If Cliff just wants to do ball, though, there's not a better spot than just hanging out with Patrick.
No.
For a year.
And you just want to be in the league if you just want to be around.
Yeah. And he wouldn't have to do anything but watch film and go to the facility at 4 a.m. And, I mean, that would be the easiest job. And that might unlock a few things career-wise and in the Chiefs' offense.
Yeah. Texter, agree or disagree on this scenario? Cowboys have another disappointing short playoff run again next year. They fire McCarthy, promote Quinn to head coach, bring in Cliff to the Cowboys as offensive coordinator. Disagree.
Oh, with
I don't think
what?
I disagree with the scenario. I don't think that scenario will happen.
I mean, I agree that Mike McCarthy is on an NFC Championship or bust mentality.
Yeah.
And I agree that Dan Quinn is, if the defense is top five next year, is in a position to take over. That's the only reason he stayed. And I'm sure Jerry has given him that idea. No idea on offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That is a plausible situation, though.
It's possible. They asked agree or disagree, so I said I disagreed.
Right.
I don't think that's what will happen.
It's plausible.
It's plausible. Aaron Rodgers to the Cowboys. 806. I mean, that's plausible. 806-855-3712. We got to take the timeout. It's two-word Tuesday after last night's 74-67 win over Texas. Give us two words to describe Texas Tech men's basketball postseason chances today. More of your thoughts on the game, more of our thoughts on the game, whatever else is happening in your world today. Plus, it is Valentine's Day. That is happening. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate. Great show. Give us your Valentine's night go-to restaurants. Maybe where you're going tonight, what are you looking at? Give us some suggestions. Maybe you're cooking. Give us a good menu idea. 806-855-3712. Take the quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Never fails, and you'll learn this if you ever host your own radio show out there. And statistics say 3 out of 4 Americans will host their own radio show at some point in their life. Right before you get the cue that it's time to go back, you will need to sneeze sometimes. It's just going to happen to you. 1222, it's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rower coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios today. Listening in San Angelo, ESPN 960 and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News. Money Sports. Get on that text line, 806-855-3712 today. Texter says, sorry guys, just pulled up the app, started listening. What are we talking about today? Well, it's good that you ask, and we're glad you're here. What are we talking about today? Two-word Tuesday topic, Tech men's basketball postseason chances. We're talking about Tech beating Texas last night, 74-67. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Give us your go-to places for Valentine's. Where's the little romantic restaurant you're going to? Or are you cooking at home? If you are, give us some suggestions, help out your fellow man. So all of those things going on today. And then from 1 to 2, it is the Rob Bro Show coming your way every Monday through Friday right here on Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. If you live outside the area, you need to download the app. That way you can keep on listening. And you can get everything and you get the notifications. And it makes it much better. I guess, of course, Texas Tech fans are feeling pretty good today. Now, you go back about a week or so ago, and Texas Tech fans not feeling very good at all. And I don't know how many people have been paying attention to the story out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. My Lord, we moved beyond dumpster fire at New Mexico State Basketball, which it already was a dumpster fire. This is the program that had a player, when they were playing at Albuquerque against UNM, involved in a shooting. Now, why he was out that night is very sketchy reasons. But anyways, determined self-defense. Now you have the program. Yesterday it was announced indefinitely suspended because of allegations of hazing. Today it's official. New Mexico State's done. They have canceled the rest of their season. And I'm not going to go into the sordid details on what went on in this locker room, allegedly. But it's not hazing, it's sexual assault. And you can read the story yourself.
Yeah, and it involves three players holding down one player.
One player.
And in front of a team,
yeah,
in front of allegedly, you know, team staff members, and nobody intervened.
There's hardly ever a time that players are left alone without some staff member around in some form or fashion. That it's hardly ever just players only in a locker room, in a lounge setting, in anything. And if what is alleged here is factual, again, let's not call it hazing. Let's call it what it is. It's an assault. It's a sexual assault. And you got a seriously messed up culture. And people act that way because they believe they've been empowered to act that way by the people in charge. I fully put this on the coaches, whether they were complicit or not. I fully put this on the coaches, the coaching staff, and everybody involved around New Mexico State basketball because that's your culture.
Yes.
That they believe they can act that way. Why do they believe they can act that way?
And two players have already quit. I think they scrubbed the season because they don't have enough players to play.
Yeah.
After, you know, arrests and these incidents, and you're probably having to suspend people. Two players have quit. One redshirt freshman quit and posted, "I don't think the program that I originally committed to aligns with my beliefs and core values."
God, thank God.
Yeah. And good for him for
standing
quitting
up
and
doing
leaving.
It, yeah.
But, I mean,
everybody must be gone from that program. From head coach to
yes,
the student manager.
Staff.
No one who's been a part of that.
Athletic director.
Yeah, I would go that high.
Players. I mean, they should absolutely scrub that program and start over.
Yeah.
And to have this kind of, let's use NCAA language, lack of institutional control.
Yeah.
And that stems all the way up.
Yeah. Lack of humanity.
Yes.
Lack of any sort of morality and self-awareness. I haven't seen any quotes from the head coach. Have you?
Well, he was, I don't think he's allowed.
Yeah.
Because he was, you know, suspended, placed under administrative leave or whatever. But there are police reports and there are redacted documents, and some of it is redacted and some of it is not. And I will say, though, if there's an investigation, I'm sure he's not allowed to be out talking
true
about it.
And I would say to any young people that we have listening right now, that let this be a stark lesson that what you think may be horseplay or what you think may be just guys having fun can quickly cross over into a line, and maybe you're not doing it, maybe you're not involved, but if you're there, you're involved.
Yep.
And young people need to think about that aspect, from just simple basic hazing to anything else, that in this day and age, and there should be, there are major real-world repercussions to it. And what starts off sometimes is just, hey, goofing around. We're just having fun, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that. And to all coaches, if you've got something like this going on around your program, you need to take a deep, dark search at what you are allowing – once you were coaching and what culture you have around your program.
Yeah.
Everybody there in Las Cruces should go. 100%.
Yeah.
Texter wants me to explain something, but I don't have time to explain it before the bottom of the hour break. Can I explain something when we come back?
Yeah. Oh, that's a tease in the business.
It is. We will explain something to a texter. 806-855-3712. Two-word Tuesday topic. Tech men's basketball postseason chances. And give us your thoughts on the game last night. Nice win for the Red Raiders. And then best thing I ever ate, Hat Tip Cooking Channel. Give us your Valentine's go-to restaurants, meal ideas, menus. Give us some pro tips. How do you make Valentine's Day great for your significant other? 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro on a breezy two-word Tuesday kind of day. We're hanging out in the Arctic Air Studios with you till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News. Money, sports, the Rob Bro Show comes your way from 1 to 2 today on Talk 103.9. So download that app if you're outside the area. Keep on listening and contributing on the text line, 806-855-3712. Two-word Tuesday topic, Tech men's basketball postseason chances. Also, give us a Valentine's night dinner ideas, either restaurant suggestions, go-to meal, anything. Help your fellow Raiderland men and women out today. Give them some ideas. I know some guys right now are sitting there going, I don't know what to do tonight. I didn't make any reservations. I can't go to Arby's. You can. And the fish sandwich is back at Arby's, by the way. Tech wins 74-67 over Texas. You had a finish. You had the bench. You had free throws. You had a lot of different things going right for you last night. You can give us your thoughts on the game. 806-855-3712. Texter on the text line. Can you explain why you think Tech isn't capable of playing three complete games in a row in the tourney? Is it lack of bodies or just based on play to date? It is based on all of those things and more. Again, I'll explain.
History at the Big 12 tournament?
History at the Big 12 tournament's one. The fact that in playing those consecutive games, you will have, I think, a very limited use of AMAC. Hopefully he's still able to keep going. We've seen a start-stop deal with AMAC. I can't imagine a scenario where he'd play that many days straight. And I just don't see the consistency. That said, who would you pick? That if I say Tech can't win it, that I don't think Tech can win it, I look at a landscape a little bit different this year, that I think you're going to have two Big 12 teams going into the Big 12 tournament desperate to win it with massive reasons called number one seed on the line, that I think Kansas is going to be highly motivated to try to get the number one seed and get back to Kansas in a regional, that Texas is going to be highly motivated at that point to try to get a number one seed, that a lot of years everything is priced in. By the time you get to the Big 12 tournament, a lot of years the top teams, they don't have to play. They might not even have to win one game. This year's different, though, because you're going to have so many teams playing for
right
seeding, playing for protected seeds.
Playing to get into the tournament, I think the... Even the play-in games this year are going to be competitive. Unless you draw Oklahoma first, if it's Oklahoma State or West Virginia, and those are the bottom four teams, and they play the kind of the play-in games of the Big 12 tournament,
yeah,
all of those are going to be really, really tough because
and to win it,
all of those teams need to win.
And to win it, remember, you will most likely, if you're Tech, probably be in the 8-9 game.
Right.
That means you're playing a first-round game on Wednesday. Then you got to come back. If you win that, you're in the quarterfinals. It's not three games. It's four games. You got to win four games in 4 days if you are seventh seed or lower in the Big 12, now that you got 10 teams back in the tournament. I don't see that happening.
But again, as you alluded to 5 minutes ago or whenever we started this, who are you picking? I do not have a good bet if you ask me at the beginning of the Big 12 tournament to put real money down on any team to win the Big 12 tournament, I would say no.
Yeah.
I refuse.
No, I wouldn't bet it. If I had to pick one, I'd pick Texas or Kansas right now.
Yeah, but I wouldn't pick Texas.
Yeah.
They haven't played four complete games in a row.
Yeah.
Kansas maybe, but they haven't played four complete games in a row. Or they'd only have to play three.
No, that's why we wouldn't bet on this thing. That's why I'm saying it's a bad bet. But I can winnow down and say who I don't think can win. I don't think any of the teams that will play on Wednesday will be playing in the finals.
No.
So that's your 7th through 10 seeds. I don't believe any of those teams will make it to the finals. So there you go. Who do you think can win? Any one of the top 6 seeds could conceivably win the tournament. But this year, I don't... just how hard those games are going to be. Texter talking about the hazing situation and alleged sexual assault there in Las Cruces. As the old saying goes, you either coach it or you allow it. Amen. 100%. And then Texter watched my first Texas Tech game last night. I thought the team looked confident in command of the game. I don't doubt or dispute the reports on team culture, but if it can be turned around, it looks like they have.
Is that a Tech fan?
I don't know if it's a Tech fan or a Texas fan. I'm not sure.
Watching their first Texas Tech game. Again, that was Texas Tech Super Bowl last night, and it's really easy to get up for Texas at home. It's pretty easy to get up for Kansas State at home, especially after you feel like you gave that game away. This weekend will tell me a lot about what this team is and what this team's chances really are for the NCAA tournament. If you go lay another egg on the road, you will not be in the NCAA tournament.
As you mentioned, Tech is winless on the road this year. You got to go back for a last true road win, we believe, to Austin last February 19th. They're the only team in the Big 12 that doesn't have a road win now.
Yeah.
Every team in the league, including Oklahoma, has come up and found a road win. West Virginia has one road win.
Well, you were Oklahoma and West Virginia's road win.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Texas falls to 4-3 in league play away. Baylor 4-2. And then you don't have anybody else above 500 after that. Kansas is 3-3. And I do think it still helps Kansas in a Big 12 tournament that it's in Kansas City. It just becomes
Fog
Allen East.
Yeah.
You know, both of those schools travel amazingly well. And that's one of the things that's helped Iowa State over the years with some of their tournament runs, is that they just take over the building against everybody not named Kansas and take advantage of that. Yeah, I don't want to throw you with myself under the bus. I'll just throw myself under the bus here. Probably frustrate people because, okay, well, that wasn't good enough against Texas. You don't think that, you know, now you're not. No, I'm not completely on board that everything's wonderful, hunky-dory, fine. This is the way it's going to be because, yeah, they still have to prove that they can take this show on the road a little bit and do some things.
Well, and again, we really haven't questioned the on-floor culture.
No.
Now, there was some chemistry issues.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's culture. I think that's just this chemistry. I think that was roster building.
Yeah, great, great discernment there between culture and chemistry, and on-floor chemistry. You can get along. Everybody can get along and like each other.
Right.
And play like crap because they don't play well with each other.
Yeah, and that's, again, I think they've still been pushing buttons, and I think your rotations have been a lot sharper lately. But
whether by force or by injury or otherwise, it is revealed itself a little bit more.
I feel like I've been pretty consistent in not doubting the talent on this team. And again, I think people maybe don't know the full story, and we haven't really got into the full story, but a lot of the concerns we had were off the floor.
Agreed.
And if the on-the-floor product is better, that doesn't mean the off-the-floor issues have been resolved. And a lot of them weren't in the locker room. They were in the coach's office.
You'd say, what, 90% weren't in the locker room?
That's what it feels like, yeah.
You know?
And if there were some in the locker room, maybe some of those locker room issues haven't played in the last two games.
Yeah. It's possible.
And again, you have to win on the road. So I think this West Virginia game was moderately important before this weekend, just for respect, right?
Yeah.
To not get swept by a bunch of people. But now after two straight wins, that's a lot different reasoning for that game being important.
Yeah, and you give back a lot if you don't back up the win
exactly
with a road loss to West Virginia, that all of a sudden that Texas game becomes just a novelty in a way, just a bright spot in an otherwise disappointing Big 12 year that you can go, well, hey, you know, beat Texas. At least beat Texas. But then if you don't capitalize on that, then none of the other stuff will matter quite as much. And we, not jokingly, I mean, it's a legitimate topic engaging in postseason play possibilities for Texas Tech, particularly the NIT. Last night, I think you said that, you either said it on the air or off, I forget which. Last night was really big from an NIT standpoint for
right.
Tech.
Yes.
You get a couple of games above 500, you give yourself that opportunity.
Another quad one win, and you get in front of Oklahoma.
Exactly. You move up in the pecking order of teams left out of the NCAA tournament for the Big 12, and that you can do that.
The NIT selection process is really vague, but I believe it's above 500 or the best team in your conference that's not in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a 7-bid league, you have to be 8th in the conference.
If you're under 500. I think that's how you overcome.
Yeah, but I still think there's some issues there. And, hey, 5 games remaining, you're not automatically above 500.
No, you're not. I mean, everything in this league is day-to-day. Throw all the cliches you want at it.
But you also said it earlier, in the Big 12 tournament and across the country, you need it to go chalk. You need the Big 12 to be chalk. You need Baylor to beat West Virginia.
At this point now, you need to shove some teams down the standings
a little bit. You need TCU to keep losing. You need Oklahoma State to keep losing. You need Oklahoma to lose out. And that really puts you in a position. If you can finish strong and 3 or 4 teams can finish poorly, and Baylor and Texas and Kansas can really just separate themselves at the top of this conference, that helps you even more.
Just imagine if Gonzaga were in the conference.
Right. Or Houston.
Or Houston, for that matter. Good grief. Don't think we need Gonzaga. I think we're full up right now. Tell them we're busy. 806-855-3712. Get you guys in on the said text line. It's Two Word Tuesday. The topic today, Tech men's basketball postseason chances. Give us two words to describe it. More of your thoughts on the game. What did you see last night that you think is sustainable? That's not just a one-hit wonder type deal. And then it's Valentine's, so give us some good Valentine's Day suggestions, places to go, meal menu planning, like one texter, TV dinner and Hot Pockets. Dude, you know how to party. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, at least for this show. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We got till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM. After that, the Rob Bro Show will take you to 2 o'clock. You keep texting in 806-855-3712. It's Underreaction Tuesday. If you have an underreaction, a mild reaction to any story, sports or otherwise, that's what's coming your way on the Rob Bro Show. Underreaction Tuesday. Always good. Always good to get the underreactions to everything. 806-855-3712. Question of the day. Give us your Valentine's night dinner plans, menu suggestions, thoughts, ideas, or otherwise. And then, of course, you can go to our Tuesday topic, Tech Men's Basketball postseason chances. As moments ago, people responded. Things you think are sustainable that you saw last night from Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think there's several things sustainable about last night. Effort.
Effort can be sustainable.
Effort is sustainable.
Yep. Attitude is sustainable.
Attitude is sustainable. I think the Davian Harmon ISO production is sustainable.
Yes.
I don't know if it's 21 points and a half sustainable, but he is very good.
Yeah.
And
do it until they take it away and it'll open something else up.
And you have to go true four corners if you're going to do that. You have to do the Keenan Evans.
Yeah.
And he also had a couple of really good driving dishes, which you haven't seen from him consistently. So I do think that that offense is sustainable in stretches.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a game-winning automatic, but if you could do it for the first 10 minutes or the last 10 minutes or the middle 10 minutes, I do think there is a section of the game where Davian Harmon has to take over.
Texter says, I think the high post AMAC facilitator can be sustainable. AMAC facilitator. I think I invested in that company.
Yeah.
I think I own stock in that.
Yeah, and again, he's an underrated passer.
I love him in the high post.
Yeah, and if you can get O'Banner down there and get some paint touches manufactured in that way, or have Jalen Tyson cutting like you did a couple of times, or even Elijah Fisher at a couple good cuts, I think you're going to be in a good position.
Yeah.
I don't think 50% from three in the first half is sustainable.
No, and probably not the free throws you shot last night.
And the,
now, getting to the line,
yeah,
that's one thing.
But I think you've figured some things out defensively, and I do think that's sustainable, especially against some of these offenses you have coming up. Now, if TCU gets healthy before you play him again, I think some of that gets put back a little bit.
Yeah, that changes the dynamic a lot with that team.
But I think this weekend against West Virginia, now, it is really hard to win in Morgantown. We know this.
Yep. I mean, it's no Stillwater, but it's close.
But you have the opportunity to repeat a game plan that you've done the last 2 weeks and to have that move forward into Morgantown and be successful.
Yes.
Now, you've won once in Morgantown? Twice?
I thought it was twice.
Twice, maybe?
Don't give me the line. I thought they'd won twice.
Maybe so. But it's you can count on one hand how many times you've won in Morgantown.
Not a ton of opportunities there. Not like Stillwater, obviously, but still. I just, with for someone who's not been there, it's hard for me to explain to you the environment inside. And
right.
then
and it's a sellout of legend.
Yeah, and then, you know, the dude fires the musket right before tip-off, and every time that happened, it'd be right by the visitor's bench somehow. You know it's coming. You know he's about to fire it, and you still flinch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's loud out on the football field. And there, it just reverberates. I mean, it seems it's just ringing in your ear for the first, like, 2 minutes of the game after they fire that sucker off.
That's probably not going to be around much longer, huh?
You don't think?
I don't know. Even if you're shooting blanks.
Yeah.
That's...
I mean, they hadn't gone after Red to Red yet.
Yeah, but you're not shooting inside.
No. To my knowledge, I don't think they've ever fired those inside.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe they should.
I know you do it at the 50-yard line, but...
Maybe they should do that over by the visitor's bench.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the cannons have been taken away, so...
We've lost almost all the cannons.
Yeah.
Tech used to lead the Big 12 in artillery.
Yes.
It wasn't even close. Now...
Yeah, they had some powerful ones.
Good luck finding them, man.
I enjoyed sitting in the grass.
Yeah.
But I also didn't enjoy sitting in the grass when B.J. Simmons was throwing for 6 touchdowns and that cannon was right over the top of you.
Just blaring away.
You forget about it one time. They do it late.
Welcome to Cannon Talk. We're glad you're here today. Happy to have you along for the ride.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys have really, really not done much to help me on any of my Valentine's Day quest. I guess it's up to me. I'm on my own on this one today.
I don't have anything for you, man.
I'll probably get a card. I'm to do that. You know?
Yeah. You can stop by the Walgreens on the way home.
Oh, yeah. That's easy enough to do. Make one. I got some. legal pad, you know, paper and stuff. That,
yeah, just fold it in half.
Isn't homemade, doesn't that mean more, like if it's homemade?
Maybe if I just pair of scissors, you can cut out a heart.
You've never seen me operate scissors. I'm a danger to myself and those around me.
Just cross off the one that we got given and then put your
hold
name.
On.
For your name.
All right.
There you go.
Where
you still have it in there?
Sucker? Yeah, I think I got it in there.
There you go.
Somewhere.
Just cross out your name or cross out the to and from and then cross out
there it
her
is.
Name. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, all right. I'll just
you
cross out
that.
I can cross out Ryan.
Or it's a sticker. You could just take off the sticker and put it on something
there
else.
There you go. Cross out Ryan. Put radio wife from.
There you go.
Not her. Ryan. There we go.
We need a live video reaction tonight.
Yeah. It's neat.
Give it to
it's
her on
cute.
The stream.
It's a little sticker. It's got two cute puppy dogs. We're forever friends.
Forever
friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done now. My day's easy. That and a bottle of Topo Chico, and we're rolling. Rob Brough Show is rolling next. You guys text in 806-855-3712 on Underreaction Tuesday. Obviously, a lot more Texas Tech basketball to be discussed, NFL, and who knows what. Big Bandwagon Wednesday show tomorrow. Come prepared. Show up early. Work hard. I'll see you tonight around 6:30-ish on the daily broadcast. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. For everybody involved in this, we apologize.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.